Would you like to have any heart-to-heart talk? Then you can ask anything. I'll take up that point, what you would like. All of you are welcome. That's all I can say.
Would the Master expound on the precepts for initiation?
That also comes
in. That's all right. First of all, we should know what initiation means. Initiation is no ceremony, no rite, no ritual, no offering. It is just like a school, a lesson is given. And that lesson, first the theory explained, enough. And then experience is given, you see. We are all children of God. God is light, and we are also light, being of the same essence as that of God. But our light is enveloped by different coverings of the physical, astral, and causal, and super causal. Just like a lamp, which is two, three, four coverings, it appears that is not, there is no light there. But when you shake off one covering, you have some light. When you shake off the other one, more light. As you shake off all coverings, you see it is all light. Similarly, we are light, children of light. But enveloped by so many coverings, you see. So initiation means just raise our soul, just shake off the covering first, which is of the physical body, which is iron curtain, I would say, to raise the soul above it, to raise the soul above body consciousness, physical consciousness, and open the inner eye to have experience of light. And also to open the inner eye to hear the voice of God and music of the spheres. This is what this actually means by the word initiation. To be initiated into the beyond. Learn to die so that you may begin to live. For that, what have we to do? We are souls, conscious entities. Our seat of the soul in the body is back the eyes. You must have seen some man dying. The life withdraws from the underneath, goes to the back of the eyes, and eyes are upturned. Then the dropsin comes, what is called death. So seat of the soul in the body is back the eyes. But it enlightens the whole room, whole body. So those rays of the soul, you might say, which is enlivening the whole body, those are to be withdrawn and brought to the back of the eyes. There the inner eye, or the single eye, opens. We see the light of God. That is why Christ said, if thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Now we have got two eyes. How the two eyes can become single? That's a practical question. Similarly, all of the masters say the third eye should be opened, that is back of the eye. But that opens only when our life current, our sensory current, is withdrawn at the back of the eyes. This is first step. And for that there have been many ways prescribed for that. And many of them are man-made. They are time-consuming. difficult has helped us to, and we are inherently not fit for those details. They involve prana system, breathing, etc. Or by intellectual wrestling we come to some conclusion. But that is not seeing. So it is a matter of practical self-analysis. How to rise above body consciousness, how to die while alive. Saint Plutarch tells us, those who are initiated into the beyond, their soul has the same experience as the soul has the experience at the time of death. So we have to withdraw our soul to the seat of it, which is at the back of the body. So initiation means just somebody, if you can do of your own self, well and good. Anybody and everybody is welcome. A blind man needs two eyes to see. If not, then in that case, we need the help of somebody who knows the way, who is competent to do it. And who is competent to do it? Not the Son of Man, mind that. It is the God in him, which is manifest, that has the power to raise our soul above the bondage of mind and matter, with little thought. That costs him nothing. God made all creation with one thought of his. If God manifests at any human pole, of course God resides in every heart. There is no heart without it. But God is not manifest there. Reason why our soul is under the control of mind, mind is under the control of the outgoing faculties, and our attention is diffused into the world outside through the outgoing faculties. We are identified with the world. So we do not know which is that power. That is there, of course. If by withdrawing our attention from outside, then rising above the senses, we open the eye and see that is there. You see? If you shut the doors of the temple of the body, you will see the light of heaven. So this is what it really means, initiation. Before we go to him, our inner eye is closed and our inner ears are also closed. They are sealed, as the scriptures say, you see. So somebody, the God in him, who is manifest, he comes across to those who are really hankering after God. There is food for the hungry and water for the thirsty. Guru appears when the chela is ready, you see. That is God made arrangement, no man's arrangement. He sees some child is after him and then he makes some arrangement to bring such a seeker after truth somewhere where he is manifest, and that manifested God is competent to give him that experience of light and hearing of the music of the spheres. So this is what is meant by education. That is why Christ said to his disciples, blessed are you who see things what the old prophets and righteous men could not see. Then he said, blessed are you who hear things that the old prophets and righteous men could not hear. So there is something of seeing and something for hearing. Hearing the voice of God and seeing the light of God. That is within us already. That is the controlling power which is keeping us in the body. Otherwise we would have run away out of the body. That's all. Two eyes open, two nostrils open. But we cannot. So this is exactly what is meant by initiation. That affection, no religion. Because religions are our school of thought and we have joined to have this very truth. Truth is one. God is light. And God is music of the spheres. A blind man is truly defined by masters as one, not one who has got no eyes on the face, but whose inner eyes closed. In the terminology of the face, a blind man is one whose inner eyes closed, always has two eyes on the face. So when you come to him, you are blind. When he gives you a sitting, well, you see light, you testify. So when you return, you are not blind anymore. Now you close your eyes, you see darkness. The one who is competent to remove that darkness, veil of darkness, and the light flows forth, and you testify it is so, well, this is what is meant by initiation. And this here, the ABC starts. This is not the end all, my dad. When the world's last is end, there it starts. There are so many mansions in the house of our Father. There are physical planes, astral planes, causal planes, super causal planes, and pure spiritual planes, the house of our Father. So, the one who is competent to bring your soul up into the beyond and give an experience of the light of God and hear the voice of God, he is also competent to guide you when you rise above body consciousness and traverse into those planes. It is the God in him, what is called God power or the Guru power or the Christ power. This is the ultimate goal before us as a man, and the purpose of joining various religions is only that. And you'll find in each religion, a true Christian is defined as one who sees the light of God. A true Hindu or a Sikh or a Mohammedan, anybody, you see, in the scripture you'll find is one who sees the light of God. We have joined various schools of thought, these are the first step. To remain in some school or college is blessed. But to remain there, not to have that purpose for which you have joined, I think you have not derived the full benefit of joining that particular school. Of course, we have taken the first step for required for preparation of the ground, that is reading of scriptures, saying prayers, performing certain rites and rituals. The purpose is what? By reading scriptures, we know what Master said on the subject. Right and forth thereof also you can have only when you sit by somebody who knows the way. Those who are simply try to interpret the scriptures at the level of intellect, they cannot do full justice to the work. God is light, they say. But intellectuals say it is light of intellect. It is substantial light. So, just scope of reading scriptures and there, to create an interest in us, to have those very experiences what the Masters had in their lives. So by performing, you see, rites and rituals, or saying prayers, means what? To develop love and devotion in us for God. These are good actions. They are required for preparation of the ground, but seeing is the level. Seeing arises to the soul when it is liberated from mind and outgoing faculties. That is where all Master said, know thyself. So this is actually what is meant by initiation. When Masters come, they don't educate one religion or the other. They simply tell us the highest teaching what all Masters gave that we have forgotten and they revive. And who revives? The God in them. That's all. This is what this is required. There is something required for that. Preparatory ground. First, who can unite you with God? Only God's grace alone that can unite you. First, to rely everything to God. Second, there are some preparatory things required, you see. Strict vegetarian diet. Avoidance of all meat, fish, fowl, and eggs. Why? Whereas people think that they have they give strength. What do the animal need? How strong they are. They call the power by harsh power. Now there's a complaint in the West about the vegetarian diet, you see. About 15 World Vegetarian Conferences have been held so far. One only has been held in India, and 14 have been held in the West. But there's a campaign everywhere for vegetarian diet. They have come to know that it's speeder than we diet. In every respect. This is one reason. Second reason is that we have to control over our passions. Anything the use of which goes to flare of passions, that we have to avoid. That's the main thing. If doctor comes and advises you not, the patient not to take the solid food, we have to obey. So this is a helping factor. Similarly, we are conscious beings. We have to become more conscious. So anything the use of which goes to make our consciousness marvel, we have to eliminate. All intoxicants, take all of them. And further, good character. So these are the necessities, helping factors to be initiated. Even if you get it, don't live up to it. Take heed that the light which is within you is not darkness. So this is what is meant by initiation, and these are the preparatory grounds. There is food for the hungry and water for the thirsty. Maybe as the reactions of the past, or by passing through various vicissitudes in life, by discrimination we know what to do. So this is sort of, you see, hunger with the to have some safe refuge where to heaven. So such like person in whom this adhyaya has arisen, God sees, He is within us. He makes some arrangement to bring us in contact with somewhere where you can be initiated into the beyond. This is what is meant, that does not affect any religion. That the basic principle of all religions which we have forgotten, that's all. And by parallel study of religions you'll find like that. We all gave all this thing. Light and sound is the way back to God. This is God into expression power, two aspects of it. So remain where you are, no need of changing any religion, you see. Simply, to be true to your own religion. And pity it is that I have met most of the heads, ministers of the various religions. These teachings are there in their scriptures, but they themselves do not know. They know only the elementary steps. And they don't refer about these things. If they do refer, the people ask us, give us please, then it's better not to mention about. So to average human, we forget, masters come from time to time to revive that very forgotten lesson, you see. So this is no new religion, no new faith, no new formation. This is helping everybody to be true to his own teachings of their own masters to whom we belong. That's all. I think this clarifies what is initiation and what are the helping factors. The requirements for initiation. That's what else?
Thank you, teacher.
No, that's all right. So we have met after a long time, you see, first time in Miami, probably. And if you have any question, to the best in God's grace, I know that will be given out.
Can you clarify karma?
Like what?
Karma, can you clarify it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Karma question. Well, in all scriptures you'll find this subject has been taken up. Somewhere it is clarified in detail, somewhere simply referred to it. And this is due to the fact the scriptures, most of them were not written by the masters themselves. Most of them. These were written later on. Later on only by hearsay you can have. Some references are made. In some where they are written that they are given a full detail of it. So in all scriptures you will find, as you sow, so shall you reap. You see? Action and reaction is there. If you put a seed, a pepper, underground and water it, what will result? Plant will come out, which will give hundreds of peppers. One seed. If you put some seed of some fruit, you put it underground, you water it, and that will give tree which will give hundreds of those fruits. So very thought, you see, what strikes you, that has reaction. You have one thought and all other thoughts will come up like the pepper or the mango or anything. So there are codes, you see. There are small cause codes in which ordinary cases are finalized in weeks. There are some high codes and preview consoles, you see, in which the cases continue for years together. Similarly, action and reaction comes from straight up. Just like small cause code, you see, the bare fruit. Sometimes they take longer course. So as we say, we cannot escape the result of that. And that is the cause of reaction. So what happens, you see, daily we are having some action, some sowing some seed. Any thought which occurs, that is a seed. When it comes into commission, that becomes an action. Really the seed is there in our thought. So thoughts are very potent, you see. They react very strongly. So there are three kinds of karma, you see. One which you do daily. They are called kiremans, you see, daily we do. And the second which are in fruit according to which our present life is based. Wheels are woe, I mean the richness and poverty, high position, low, some make very strong effort, they cannot go to the front. Others make little, no, they come to the front at all. Some are very learned people, they cannot earn their livelihood. And others are not so learned that they have hundreds of millions dollars, you see. So these are something, reactions of the past, which is bear fruit, according to which our present life is based. And there are still some seeds which have not grown as yet, grown into fruit. Those are called in store, karmas in store. So these are three, I think there is no end to them. You see, every day we are sowing seeds, they are bearing fruit, others are still in store. Well, go on, action, reaction, and like that. I tell you, all this is mentioned about Lord Rama, perhaps Ramayana, what you might have heard, that he, after that came Krishna, Lord Krishna, you see. How he died, you know? Krishna was lying in a wilderness and one hunter was there, there was one eye, you see, in the feet that flashed like the eye of an antelope, you see. At a distant sight, he shot an arrow, you see, and that went into his feet and he died. When he came near to his side to Lord Krishna and asked him why, well, I regret I never meant that, but I thought perhaps it was the eye of a deer or an antelope, that is why. So no, don't fear. It is the eye. I kill you.
Yeah.
In Lord Rama's case, you see, that is the reaction. If even the incarnation cannot escape the reactions of karma, how can we? So now question arises, is there no hope? There is hope. How? Let me see. You have to say anything? I am going to reply further.
Yes, in pertaining to diet.
Let me finish this.
Yes.
Then the further. So there is, when masters come, what they do? They wind up all actions, all karma. How? There is no end. Action, reaction will go on. We see, sow new seeds, some are in fruit, some are in store, again they go on like that. There is no end to that. And even incarnation cannot, I will escape. What the masters do? Those who come up to him, they lay down a line of action. Future life. Don't think of either anybody, even thought, word and deed. Be truthful in all your actions. No acting, posing at heart something, saying something like that. Not deceiving anybody. And to be chaste in thought, word and deed. And love all. And do service. These are the actions laid up for future. If you do that, with there no sowing.
That's pretty tough.
Any of them, but anyhow, therefore, never mind. You see, everything appears to be tough, but still, but there's something more than not that much only, you see. This is for reaction. They give him a contact with the God within, with the light and sound of God within. That goes to nullify, help him inside, you see. They have love for all. Naturally, these things come up, become easier. This is one thing. And those karmas, which are in fruit now, according to which our present life is based, they do not touch it. Otherwise, if they touch it, then the man should die. You see, because our life is based on that. But they do, you see what they do, they give food, bread of life to the soul. They give a contact with the light and soul principle within, that is the bread of life, and the soul becomes strong. What is the result? That these present karmas, which come of sometimes poverty, sometimes sickness, something this, because the soul is strong, these all reactions lose their pitching effect. Just like there's a fight going on. There are one very weak and the others are very strong. And the weak one gets one blow, he's stunned, he says, I'm killed. And others, they are strong now, where there have been so blows and fighting, we did not even care for that, because they are strong enough. So reactions do come up, but they get the strength of soul by the bread of life, which is coming in contact with the light and sound principle within. So present life passed that way. And those in stores, when they come in contact with God, become conscious co-worker of the divine plan, all karmas which are in store, they are burnt away. Just like seeds if you roast in the heaven, you see, they don't grow up. And this way, how the whole karmas are wound up, you see. That is why I had to say, what is the use of going to your master if these reactions are not ended? Just like if you go to the feet of a lion, be afraid of the jackals, what's the use of going to a lion? This is how the karmas are wound up, you see. First, by prescribing certain conduct of life. Second, inner contact higher. Like that. You please?
Yes, I have two questions.
Yes, yes. What should I do?
One was pertaining to diet.
Yes.
We are to abstain from fish, meat, yes, eggs, and etc. Now, must we also abstain from coffee and tea, which have caffeine and tannic acid?
I tell you. Coffee, tea, etc., you see, does not give you too much intoxication. Intoxication, they come under the category of intoxication. Mm-hmm. Goes against the laws of health, but does not affect killing somebody. I'll tell you why. You see, that is also a sin, strictly speaking. Even to breathe is sin. Because we kill so many insects. To walk on earth is also a sin. we trample so many insects under the ground, under the feet. To eat vegetables is also a sin. Let me go further. But each sin has its own value, comparative value.
But must you abstain from the coffee and tea in order to fulfill the word? That's
all. This I am telling you, that is a sin, strictly speaking, but that does not give you intoxication all at once to lose your consciousness. See? For that some use light, etc. That's another thing, but strictly that is against the health laws.
Now, one more thing. Must you become a celibate? Must you abstain from sex entirely?
That comes further. One thing that will be clarified, that point is not very clear, I think. You'll have another, this wake up again. Even I was telling you to eat vegetables is a sin.
Yes.
You see?
What, to eat vegetables is a sin?
I tell you, I said breathing is a sin. That I'm going further more than that. Why? Just have your patience with it.
What is sin?
I tell you. Sin which stands in the way to the realization of God, that is a sin. They are least sin and they are grosser sins. For instance, you kill a man, you're hanged. You kill an animal, you're simply fined because there nobody is going to be hanged for that. You kill birds and insects, nobody cares for you. So why you find in the elements, in the lowest vegetable there is one element, fully developed, four are latent. In insects there are two elements developed and the others are latent. In birds there are three elements fully developed and two are latent. In animals there are four elements fully developed and one is latent. In man is all elements are fully developed. So it is comparative, you see. What the master say? Live on the least thing, vegetables, you see, or grains, and become conscious co-worker of the divine plan. Only then you can be absolved, you see. This is one view. The other thing you were just telling, what is that?
Yes, must you become a celibate?
Yes.
You must abstain.
I tell you. Well, it is said, life of continence is required. We must have continence, life of continence. That's the control over all senses.
Whether you're married or not.
Yes, both.
Both. I mean, if you're married, then you must abstain.
I'm going further. Have the patience here. I'm going further. You're right. Well, look here. Those who are not married, they should be strictly celibate. One thing. Those who are married, what they should do? They should live up to what the scriptures say. What scriptures say? They say, married life is no bar to spirituality if conducted according to the scriptures. And what do the scriptures say about marriage? They say marriage is not a contract but a sacrament. It is God who unites. Let God disunite. It is taking a companion in life. You see? In weal or woe, on this earthly sojourn, to help each other to know God. That's the highest aim before a man. One duty is of begetting children, maybe. Not 100% duty, you see? And they went so far, Christ said, husbands should love their wives as Christ loved the church. So this is one part of the show, not everything, you see. But if we given up to sensuous enjoyment daily, this and that is not healthy question. So normal life, life of continence, as described by the scriptures, is very much required. Because you see, this power is very much, you see, power that is basic of your physical body, your brain, your heart, everything, prolongs life, those who are celibate. But this is a very valuable thing, you see. It is how it is made. They say, from child, what you eat becomes child. From child is produced what is called blood. 40 grams of butter gives you 1 drop of blood. This is something, calculation they have made. And 40 drops of blood gives you fat. From fat comes the bones, muscles and bones, And from bones further it goes into the pit in the bones, you see. And from that they say the lost reserve which comes up. So it's a very valuable thing, you see. We must keep, you'll feel very bad, you see. The more you keep it, the more you are given up, the following day you feel very not happy, you see. Your spirits are down. So that way of married life is no water spirituality. This is as given in scripture, all scriptures say. Maybe one or two masters were not married, the majority of them were married, but they are not life as we are given up to all outward enjoyments. That's one part of the show.
But did not Jesus say that the true marriage is made in heaven?
Of the soul.
If such a thing as soulmates.
Beg what?
Soulmates.
Soulmates.
Spiritual soulmates, yes.
Yes, that's right. We should, that is the ideal goal, that there be two bodies and one soul. That's it. True ideal of a marriage. Then of one dragging that way, the other dragging that way, and the divorce courts their hundreds are open. Not that. Master says soul, you see.
Wouldn't that be the mystical marriage, or the groom taking all?
Look.
The groom, the one.
Well, look, this is physical contest brought about by reactions of what we have shown ourselves. Some are children, some are wives, some are husbands, these are reactions of the past. Why not everybody like that? So that you would pay out very gladly what you have done, you see. And about the soul has to unite with God. That's the mystical life, marriage. That's how the soul body remains here. Yes, please.
Master, what happens to person
who
gets initiation just before death?
Yes.
At that time, to work off the necessary karma, does that soul have to come back at another reincarnation or remain on the astral plane?
I tell you. Well, you see, that depends on the initiate. If, when initiate is, he has got full faith in the master, he has resigned everything to him. This is such like case we do see, rare of course. You have faith on that, in that case, you see, or his faith is become so strong that nullifies our reactions here, and master does not return to the physical body. If he has done something as a faith in the master, he is not returned. If he has done nothing, he has taken and not. Even then, the soul is cared for, but that cannot go below the man body, because in man body only that seed can grow. This is the concession. If man has done less, not fully, and his desires have been satisfied, if only desires remain one or two like that, those are also satisfied before leaving. They are placed in the higher planes according to their capacity, and they proceed from further on. Not to return. So this is those who have been initiated, at least they earn the capacity of coming into body again, man body, not go below. Those have done something and got faith in the master, love for the master, other things are satisfied even before that, in one way or the other. And such souls are placed in the planes to which they are fit. But for that, that is why they enjoin, we must develop in man body as much as we can. Because in man body we can do things in months, what we can do in years later on. The sooner we do, the better. So initiation is a blessing, because soul is cared for, you see. Those who have done advanced fully, they go straight up to the first plane, fifth plane, and third plane as they advance. This is about those who have not done anything or done little for them. Yes, sir.
Then there is no one, I mean, and all that same that you were just talking about, then there is no one of us without karma. We always have karma.
Generally, surely.
Always.
Yes.
There's no one that is, say, karma, without karma.
Every day we think that is a karma.
Yeah.
The very thought is a karma.
Thought is a karma.
Yes, as I told you. Yes, sir.
The master.
The block is the five physical senses.
Big one, yes.
The block is the five physical senses.
Yes.
When you recognize that you don't belong to the Lord of the world anymore and you rise, you try to develop to the other senses. Mm. However, Master, this recreation of the spirit makes us completely anew, and are we then heir to karma, even then?
When you are put on the way, you come in contact with the God into expression power, with the light and sound. The more you come in contact with that, the more you become desireless, selfless. Yes. That is why you escape reactions. Yes.
But then, in our meditation, in bringing in the audible life current,
yes,
the music of the sphere,
yes,
the greatest thing in the world,
yes,
is not all music, vibration, music and color, it's all one, light.
Surely.
Are we not light? Are we not a musical note, really?
The whole world is vibration. See? When there is more vibration, first they say God made world and there was light. And from light proceeds the sound. There are also vibrations. We are in light, but our light is enveloped by, as I told you, it is. There then you will find that light and sound principle that is reverberating throughout all creation without closing your ears and without closing your eyes.
Then you are one with Him, and this is what is called the revelation path, is it not?
Revelations commences when you rise above body consciousness, and they grow more and more as you progress. You see, be still, physically and intellectually, and know that you are God.
But then the responsibility of living it, of taking dominion,
yes,
of acting God, not being, just becoming God, but acting it.
First we have to be the lover of God. Love, you see, is one that unites soul, blends the, what is a mystical marriage, becomes one, later, ultimately. Yes, please.
Is there a possibility for any person while living on this earth,
yes,
to become a master?
Yes, I tell you. Last time when I came to the United States, the two children were put on the way. You see, they're small, 6, 7 years old. I asked them what you want. They said, we want to become masters. Right? I told them, you have been put on the way, you develop further, you may be selected as a master. It is God who selects masters, not the votes of the public, you see. When he sees fit anybody, and some come as fit already, one principle is transferred from one kali to another. Some are dwell in their own college, and they dwell there, made professors and that principal. So there is possibility. Each man is in the make. Each man has his own background. Some are more ready, others are less. It sometimes happens too. Man is in make. He has dwelt already sufficiently. Well, he can be selected as a master. Nothing against it. Every saint has its past and every sinner its future.
So many are called and few are chosen.
Yes, those who are given initiation. Many hear these things, they have no desire for that. Out of this, in any town, there are millions of people living, but how many come up for this thing? Very few. Because of God, it's God's grace only that works.
Thank you.
Finally,
when are we going to, how can we know we're ready to take that trip to Nirvana?
Make what? No, wait.
Nirvana.
No. I see. Wait.
When will we know we're ripe enough that we have...
Oh, that's all right. This question was put up. I tell you. I reply to your question, please. Last time, I was just called before a television, you see, invited there. Some people, some heads of other religions, because there was a reputation like that everywhere, they wanted to just fail me in the presence of all those who see the television. They called me, I never knew about that. There is one, the in charge of it, I mean, chief editor of a paper. The other was a bishop. The third was a Jew head. Fourth was an IMA activity. And fifth was one more. So four or five heads of different religions were there. When I did that, they were standing, all right, we have come to see you, all right, thank you. They, would you mind if we ask any questions? Most welcome. On television was going on. We sat around the table. All right, tell me please. They put questions. All right, you put your question, whatever you had. They put questions. Then I replied. Then further I told you if anything further. They put a further question, they were also replied. Later on, there was a round table common room conference, you see. Underneath, one was just asking the you put some questions. They were just racking their head to put more questions. But anyhow, last of all, it lasted about 1 hour, this whole thing, the television. Last of all, the bishop asked me, how do we know that we have realized God, the very question you said. You see? And I told him, if you've got pain in your stomach, how do you know that you've got pain in your stomach? There's nothing outside to show you. Each man his own witness, testimony. Your Honest, as you see God everywhere, there's no place where God is not. Everybody is within you and you are in everybody. All froth and foam is over the sea and there is still water underneath. You dip in there. These are some examples to show. But how do we know that we know ourselves when we get pain in the stomach? They kept quiet and they said, thank you are right. And that television went out everywhere. That went to make more my name, more name before the people. So this man knows himself best, you see. Others cannot judge properly.
Master, for instance, I tell my family, come with me, please.
Beg pardon?
When I say to my family, come with me, please, to Satsang, they say, yes, we love you, we'll listen.
Right.
And every time they have another excuse, which really is a good excuse. Is it my fault, or is it because the Master isn't calling them to come?
Well, they're not ready yet. There's no hunger. You see, there's food for the hungry, water for the thirsty. They will never come up unless God's grace. It is God's grace. By God's grace alone, men can come on the way, not others. So they are not ready yet, that's all. By inducement, love them. This is not your fault, rest assured. Yes, please.
I have a question, sir.
Yes, please.
Judging by the outcome of this meeting and what people have been talking about, it seems to me that most people are more concerned about sins, their personal sins.
Yes.
Or crimes against God and fellow man. Now, some people are older than others here. They have sowed more wild oats than others. They have sowed more wild oats than others. I ask you this question. They
Yes, yes.
There are some, most people here are concerned about the burden of sin.
What is sin?
Or karma, what you call sin.
Karma, I will explain. What is sin, what you mean to say?
Yes. The question I want to ask, sir, reverently, is... does God grant any dispensation of grace to those of us who have been guilty of gross crimes, such as myself? I have killed hundreds of hundreds of men under combat conditions. Now, according to the laws of God, the law says, thou shalt not kill.
Yeah.
Men are put in a position and forced to kill. Is there any dispensation of grace that God extends to people who have sinned and they have become aware of their sin and they are sorry for their sin and they're trying to find God's favor in forgiving this sin? Now, is there any way that a man can be assured that his karma has been wiped out?
Yes, I disagree. There is now judgment and there is now grace. Both are there. If a lamp is burning, you see, always there is darkness underneath. If a bulb is burning, there is darkness above. Both are the laws of nature. There is now judgment and there is now grace. So now judgment is what you say. Nail for a nail, and tooth for a tooth. Then nobody escapes. The law of grace, which is dwelt by, how I tell you, when you become conscious, beloved of God, the God in man, because it is God alone who can give that contact with him, he comes across by some person at whose own God is manifest. He follows him, repents for his past actions. He takes him under his care. Don't you remember the case of Christ when one lady came up, lady of the woman of the town? He entered there, you see, he washed his feet with her hair, cleansed the hair. And the Simon over there, he thought, well, strange. Such like master was there, he was a traitress, he became. Why has he got any cognizance with this lady here, which is a woman of the town? Then Christ, because they read the heart of others, he said, well, Simon, look here. Yes. Do you know if a man owes somebody 50 talents, the other 500, and the man who had to take, he forgives both, to whom he has done more favor? And he thought, perhaps he is a very overactive master. He wants to conceal his sin. Because each man thinks from his own level, you see. He said, yes, those whom we have forgiven 500. Then he said, look here, I came to your house. You did not welcome me. You did not wash my feet. You did not offer me anything. He has come wept with a tear, said, wash my feet, this and that. He says, well, I forgive thee, for thou lost much. The law of grace too, you see. Because if you repent, fall down at the feet of God in man. It is God, you see. Well, if God can create world, in that case your reactions are nullified. You see? If, as I told you just now, who is there to forgive sins? Only God. God can forgive sins, is it not? God can. But the point is, in whatever plane we are working, we have to abide by those laws. When we rise above and become conscious co-worker of the divine plan, all reactions, as I told you, the karmas are bound up to this law of grace too, if we are meet. Both are laws. Laws of judgment also. Then no, you see, I tell you, sow a seed, there's a hen before and an egg. Is there any way out? No. There's seed before and a tree. So there's no way out, you see. When you become rise above these levels of thinking, you see, physical, astral, causal, you see, become conscious co-worker of the divine plan, well, all seeds are burnt away and cannot grow. That's how it stands. If a father, suppose your son is there, he has fought with somebody, would you like to send him to the police? You slap him once, twice, your own self, but you won't let him go to the police, be interned, you see. There's something like that. So love is the greatest law. Love knows what? Keep my commandments. So they don't interfere generally like that, but those who are just surrender everything to him, just say it. As I told you, both are the law. Law of judgment is there and law of grace is there too.
But pardon me, a master can take away 4/5 of your karma when you become initiated. And then you're off the wheel.
I tell you how they take away the karma, you see.
Yeah.
Law of simply is there. That's another thing. But at the time of initiation, what the master does, as I explained to you before, future lays down a certain line of conduct. Present reactions, what they are improved, they don't touch it. They give back life to the soul. They become strong. Pinching effect is gone. And when they give in a contact with him, the light and sound, etc., as they become conscious co-worker of the divine friend. All previous karmas are bundled. This is all. His greatness lies in the fact we cannot rise above body consciousness. With little thought of his, you see, he raises his soul maybe 10, 20, 100 sometimes. All rise up and sit, give contact with God. That soul which is bent down, you see, under the burden of karma, that is raised. I think that costs him nothing. See, for motion, thousands of animals are, others drink water, will it be? I mean, diminished, no? So he's carrying the souls, joined with the carrying the souls of God, the God in him. Out of simti, law of simti is there, then you contact. But if that power is not there, how can you see the light of God? That is there.
Master, if patients die under a surgeon's knife, and as the surgeon gets older and more experienced and looks back and finds that he made mistakes, now, because he's got to get practice and learn, and he tries his best, but now, have those doctors made bad karma for themselves, or is this the best?
I tell you, as I told you, even breathing is sin, I explained to you. He has learned to see this anatomy, this is what you mean, if I understood correctly. They apply anatomy on dead bodies. You see? From the soul is gone. On that to learn how to analyze, how to anatomy by surgery, etc. First of all, they apply on dead bodies. In the hospital, you find like that. And further, sometimes they have to kill little insects, some frogs and this and that thing. That is a sin, but that sin is being committed to save higher lives. You see? Higher lives are mad. So that is sin, but there is no absolving, you see, unless you become conscious worker of the divine plan, as I told you. So that is for something higher, you have to do something lower. That goes to, but for no selfish motive, but just to help other humanity to be fit physically. So that man body, which is considered to be the highest in all creation, you see, that should be maintained and he should know how to know God on that purpose.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Next one.
Does prayer have any effect on karma?
Surely. Prayer, which is, which comes out of the heart, not set forms of prayer, I tell you. We are simply reverberated, you see, by lips, have no connection with the heart. The prayer which comes out of the heart, you see, heart becomes full of love and tears roll down from the eyes. That's the sign. Such like prayer in heart. That nullifies, reacts, counteracts. But how strong it is, that's the point. Everybody's prayer is not heard because it does not go out from the heart. Simply professional sake, like only, oh God, lips have to do nothing. Heart has nothing to do with it. Then such like prayer does not help. And prayer helps very wonderfully. Where all human efforts fail, there the prayer succeeds. But that prayer before should be before a competent person, in whose competency you have got faith. It is from a weaker man praying before a stronger. You see? So if you perhaps you read in Bible, it is comes there. Christ said somewhere, well, look here, if you pray God, He may give you or not give you. If you pray God in My name, He may give you. But if you pray to Me, you'll surely have it. What is the difference between these three statements, you see? Because if you pray to God, we are not fully settled, there is a God. You see? We simply say something with no motive or no ideal before you. You say if you pray God in My name, that is also not very strong faith. We are dependent to something else. But if you see the God in Him, that must be given to you. That is different. Well, what is your program? Yes?
What can I do to get away from all that bad thinking when I meditate? Can't seem to concentrate.
Yes. You see, there's a way when you come to a master, he gives way for that. Two ways. One, by self-introspection, keep a diary. The other, he gives a contact within. You see? Both things together help to make a man, even a robber, to be saved. There's hope. As I told you, every saint has his past and every sinner's future.